The East African community has come a long way in just over a decade. The organization, which started in 2000 with the aim of promoting greater economic cooperation between the three member countries, Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda, has now grown to include two further states, Burundi and Rwanda, and more than 100 million people. But now, with the crisis in the Eurozone as the backdrop, the International Monetary Fund and the EAC are going to take stock of how far and how well that process of economic integration has gone at a conference in Arusha, Tanzania later this month. Naoyuki Shinohara, Deputy Managing Director of the IMF, will be co-hosting that gathering.
We will discuss the macroeconomic policies that are needed to support its market, how to maintain low inflation, how budget can meet critical spending needs without excess borrowing, and how to foster a business climate that promotes investments, productivity, job creation, and improved living standards.
Shinohara says the Arusha meeting will be useful in understanding the lessons the EAC should take from struggling counterparts in Europe. He says many of those lessons are obvious. Among them, the need for prudent fiscal and debt management.
I think everyone would agree on the importance of institutional mechanisms that enforce fiscal discipline to sustain a currency union. Countries also need to be alert to emerging differences in competitiveness once the single currency in place.
But Shinohara says that the crisis facing the European community does not provide the EAC with a straightforward blueprint. In the case of East Africa, some things simply don't apply, says Shinohara.
For example, the European single currency provided members with access to a very large internal and global pool of savings at low rates of interest. This allowed some countries to sustain large public and private sector imbalances for long periods. But the domestic savings pool is much smaller in East Africa. As a result, a single currency in the EAC would not result in the same macroeconomic landscape as in Europe, and the risks would potentially be different.
Aside from the dangers of monetary union, illustrated by the euro crisis, Naoyuki Shinohara also sounds another alarm bell. Africa, including East Africa, is projected to see some of the world's strongest economic growth in the next few years. But, says Shinohara, these projections could be threatened if policymakers fail to address the euro area crisis.